Montana wildlife officials are hearing complaints about a new mountain lion study showing lion populations much higher than previously expected in the Bitterroot. Opponents of the study accuse the state of using a faulty method to come to the higher population. They say the lion numbers are much lower and hunting numbers should be lowered. And Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says the most vocal supporters of bringing down the lion hunting quotas are the lion hunters themselves.
I'm Grover Hedrick. I've hunted mountain lions in the state for over 40 years.
He says about 90% of that time was hunting in the Bitterroot Valley or the Blackfoot River drainage.
And I'd like to make a comment on this, on the study numbers there. They're way out of line.
He's talking to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission, which sets hunting quotas. And the study he's talking about comes from a joint effort between Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the University of Montana. It shows mountain lion populations in the Bitterroot 2 to 4 times higher than previously expected. But Hedrick is one of about a dozen hunters lining up to tell the commission, no, that's wrong.
There's not the cats there.
I hunt almost every day, and they're not there.
I don't agree with these numbers that are reported in this write-up.
That last guy, that's Jason Levine.
I was contracted by the Fish and Game to work on the Bitterroot Lion study.
Levine and others use snowmobiles and hound dogs to track mountain lions for the state study. The opponents think the equations the state used don't make sense for a number of reasons. They say lions killed through hunting were counted in the population estimate. Not enough man hours searching for lions were accounted for in the process. Basically, Levine believes the population is less than half of what the study estimates.
The folks that hunt lions are really passionate about the resource.
That's the chair of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, Dan Vermillion. The lion hunters don't want too many of the cats taken if they feel it's going to jeopardize the overall population. But Vermillion says there are other Bitterroot hunters.
Who would tell you, you know, what's happened to our deer herd, what's happened to our elk herd? The wolves and the lions are killing too many elk and deer.
A different study from FWP found the majority of elk killed by predators in the Bitterroot were killed by mountain lions, not by wolves as many had previously expected. And elk populations in the Bitterroot are lower than FWP wants them. But Nick Jivak with the Montana Wildlife Federation says that's not because of lions.
The stimulus of this whole issue was an overharvest of cow elk in the mid-2000s.
The state legislature passed a bill which mandated FWP lower the population of elk in the Bitterroot for a while. Remember, normally the Fish and Wildlife Commission sets hunting quotas for elk. Again, Chairman Dan Vermillion.
That was a classic case, in my opinion, of the legislature dictating to the scientists how to manage an elk herd. And, you know, I think we're still trying to clean up from that.
The commission will be looking again at the mountain lion study and how the population conclusions were reached. A working group will be meeting over the next few months to try to decide what mountain lion quotas should be in the Bitterroot area. Right now, they're tentatively set at the same levels as last year. The commission will make their final decision in June. But Commissioner Vermillion says he hopes the passion mountain lion hunters show for the lion populations, he hopes that can be a blueprint for how wolves are perceived one day.
Where you have the guys that are going out and hunt wolves on a regular basis suddenly becoming the fiercest advocates for sound management of wolves.
I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.